105.7 KSZZ Reno's Classic Rock. Joining us now, our old friend Joe Satriani. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how's it going?
Not bad. Yourself? I know it's a busy time of year. You've been having some fun?
I have been having a lot of fun, maybe too much fun, you know. The reckoning usually comes on January 1st, and you realize, oh, my God, you know.
So for those of you just tuning in, we're talking to Joe Satriani, the man who can, has, and will again. Now, a lot of you probably didn't know that Joe spent many years living in the area up in Incline, big fan of Diamond Peak, until, well, you know, you used to have to wear all these guards on your hands and your wrists, and it just became one of those things that, boy, it's just too sketchy of a sport when I make a living with my hands.
Yes, I see. I think I was the funniest-looking snowboarder up there because I had all too much protection on, but thank God I never broke my wrists or my legs or anything like that. And it's tough when you have a son who's just a crazy snowboarder because, you know, you start following him, and then after a while you're like he leaves you in the dust. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I sure had fun. There's nothing like being up there in the snow. It's so nice.
Now, we have some big news. Of course, Shockwave Supernova was another one of your concept albums, Astoria, science fiction, the characters. And you've departed from the storybook concept albums and science fiction and surreal, ethereal themes to go back to the roots as a power trio with a new album called What Happens Next. Now, we've been playing this song, Energy, which is just raw and full of fire and fury. We love that.
Oh, I'm glad you do. I was so sort of put through the cathartic ringer, you know, by having my son on that last leg of the tour, filming a documentary about my creative process, you know. And it really did bring out a lot of truth, perhaps, to my, you know, artistic predicament of, like, you know, how do you go forward? How do you, you know, how do you connect the dots between who you were as a performer and a person decade after decade, you know? And ultimately, it led me to a point where I felt free enough to let go of the past, but in a way to return to something that was naturally the beginning, in a way. And you kind of coined it. You said, you know, power trio. The essence of the new record is having Chad Smith on the drums and the great Glenn Hughes on bass guitar. And we're just sort of like really exploring some great rock and soul roots with brand new music and, you know, new arrangements and new sounds, but keeping it raw and energetic.
Well, but see, now you have kind of a bond that you've reached with Chad Smith, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, with the record you did with Chickenfoot and all the touring there. And Glenn Hughes is just one of those consummate professionals that those of you that are fans of Deep Purple know the name Glenn Hughes, bass player, vocalist extraordinaire, but a real player, you know, and in a power trio of configuration. I just can't wait to have the whole album in my hot little hands.
Yeah. I tell you, you know, it was a crazy idea. You know, I was sitting on a tour bus going through Europe, and I was thinking, boy, you know, I think Chad should be on this record, you know, but how am I going to convince Chad to do an instrumental record? And it's not like he's sitting around doing nothing, you know. He's playing stadiums around the world with Chili Peppers, and when he's not, he's cutting records with everybody.
Yeah.
And together I'm thinking, like, you know, wouldn't it be great if I could do something with Glenn Hughes? You know, I just always thought he was a tremendous bass player. And so it clicked. I said, well, okay, what if, you know, I just send a text out to Chad, because I knew he was traveling around Europe at the same time. And it was pretty simple. It was like, crazy idea, you, me, Glenn, you know, rock and soul, instrumentals, give me a week, you know, just sometime next year. And he texted back right away saying, yes, let's do it. Here's Glenn's number. Go call him right now. So
cool.
It fell, you know, into place very quickly. It fell apart at one point, but then we had to, like, change the schedule and the location. So I was home for about a week and a half, and suddenly I'm in L.A. Chad's there. Glenn's there. We knock out this record. It was just fun. Every day was fun.
Well, you guys are pretty good at this making of the record thing, you know?
We should be, right?
Hey, if you just joined us, we're talking to Joe Satriani. Yes, the man who can, has, and will again. The new album is called What Happens Next. Now, expect to see Joe on stage here in Reno January 13th. Grand Sierra Resort. And you go to KOZZRadio.com, and right there on the concert and events page, get yourself some tickets. You know what great Christmas presents that would make. Imagine if you went into your Christmas stocking this coming Monday morning, and there it is, a pair of tickets to the G3 Tour for January 13th at the Grand Sierra Resort in the Grand Theater with your friends John Petrucci from Dream Theater and Phil Collin from Def Leppard. Now, when I talk about this, someone calls up and says, what's Phil Collins doing on that? He plays drums. It's like, no, Phil Collin. And, of course, Phil Collin, before he was in Def Leppard, had a great band called Girl that featured another guy, Phil Lewis, who went on to do L.A. Guns. I mean, he's a consummate pro. Boy, he's got a good show. And Dream Theater fans will not be disappointed. And then the piece de resistance. Now, Joe just got finished talking to some people in France, so I had to throw that in. The piece de resistance.
Oh, that's very good.
And, boy, that's going to be a good time. Tell us about the G3 tour this time around.
It's crazy. Every time we start to put together a G3, we're not quite sure how it's going to end up, you know, what the lineup is going to be like. But something happened that was really unexpected in last August. I did a G4 experience camp, which is like an immersive guitar camp, lasts about a week.
Well, no one invited me.
Oh, next time. You're coming. You're invited. Phil Collin came, and he just blew everybody away. I mean, everybody knows him as being this sort of Adonis on the guitar. He's playing with Def Leppard in stadiums with his shirt off. It's ridiculous. He's like a martial artist, vegan guitarist extraordinaire, and he just lit up the room, any room he was in, any stage. His personality is just really amazing. He was so open and giving to the students, and then of course he could sing and play like crazy. People weren't ready for that. Because he's always part of this great, super band, Def Leppard, but when he stepped out, you're always wondering, is it going to be bigger or smaller, or what's really going on with Phil Collin? And he just blew us away, because I have to tell you, a couple of times he'd be on the side of a stage, and I'd walk over and say, you want to come out and jam? He'd go, sure, what song is it? And I'd say, well, it's this chord, that chord. And he'd go, I got it, don't worry about it. He'd put on any guitar, plug into any amp, and he'd be shredding. And you'd be stunned, Not only is he a pro and relaxed, and he likes to have fun with musicians, but he can really shred if you give him the spot,
So in other words, he could join you on stage for a duel with one of your songs, like Door into Summer, which is, God, I love that song.
Oh, great. He could. As a matter of fact, the whole point of the G3 for me is I need to get my ass kicked on stage somehow to keep my chops together. And so it's important that I invite guys out who scare me every night, I gotta get ready. So I'm sufficiently scared now with Petrucci and Collin there. I know that I've got my work cut out for me. There's no, as they say in England, no pipe and slippers. This is you got to take a deep breath and every time you walk out on stage and get ready to really, really battle it out. So that's what the fans love, and that's what the G3 shows are all about.
We're talking to Joe Satriani. Joe, looking forward to the show in town January 13th. Get your tickets at KOZZRadio.com, G3. Pick up a copy of the new album, which is just amazing. I mean, Joe Satriani, Power Trio Situation, Chad Smith, Glenn Hughes, What Happens Next, and you probably heard the song we've been playing, Energy. But, Joe, thank you for taking the time. Always, and I know you have so many friends and family here in the area, and looking forward to the show, and always a pleasure to speak to you.
Always great to play Reno, and great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.